Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
Radio Nova. Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
All right, here we go, folks. Once again, it is Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. How are we all out there in podcast world?
Oh, geez, I have to tell you, I was just telling Clint there before this happened while you were out doing, I was going to say exhibitioning yourself. I had no idea. He wasn't. He just went to the toilet. But I was just telling Clint, it's gas. I don't recognise myself as a human being anymore, right?
Right, so, because of that ridiculous moustache.
Well, Dash is... Jesus, the state of it. Every time I look in the mirror, I get so disappointed in myself. I like really
kind of,
do.
I know I've seen it now for a lot of years on the go, so I suppose I'm kind of used to it. I'm trying to think, I mean, like, I'm trying to think, if it wasn't you, would it look weird to me?
Yes.
Because, like, there's one of the rugby lads, Mac Hansen.
I know, yeah, but Mac Hansen.
No, Hansen.
Well, but, I know what I'm calling.
But I'm just saying, the thing about it is, now, you know, He looks weird to me. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. That mustache on him. Young lad.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can get away with it when you're a young lad. I just look like some sort of fella who's come through, you know, what was it they called it back in the day? Not post-traumatic stress. Bomb something. What was it? What was it?
Bomb something.
Bomb face. Was it bomb face? No, that wasn't it. Shell shock. Bomb face.
What? Wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's where you went with shell shock. Bomb face.
I couldn't think of a bomb face. I look like bomb face.
Right.
I look like I've just come back from the Somme. You know, and it's like, how is Patrick?
Actually, now
he's not great. You know,
you do have a bang of the old sort of RAF officer.
Oh, there's a bit.
I tell you, if the cap was on,
dastly and muscly, like I do look like, because I'm not proper shaven. I'm like, he used to be an officer, you know. That shambles of a man. That's what I look like. I look like a shambles of a man.
They broke him. Broke him while he was in prison.
He went to war, you know. He was over the top, he said. Came back. 57 men survived and he didn't. Yet here he is. Okay, I'm not making any... He's got bum face.
Anyway, so it's nothing to do with the bum face moustache.
It's because I've... cannot understand how my life has turned out to this, right? So here's what happens when you're almost 50 and you're about to become an owl lad, right?
Right.
So I said to Kelly, there's a baby fest on this weekend.
Right.
You go there. Oh, it's like going to a rally gym, but it's prams and all, right?
Oh, God.
All this shite. And anyway, I got an offer. Someone rang me there and says, do you want a free ticket for this? Because I know you're going to have to buy some of that, right?
Yeah.
And I says, yeah, why not? Yeah, give us a ticket. So I went to Kelly, do you want to go to the baby fest? Well, talk about getting shot. No, I don't want to go to baby fest, a capitalist guilt society where you go and feel guilty because you don't have a baby Springer 40 toes, whatever.
I was like, Jesus, it's a fucking day. Yeah, we're just going to have chips. I've nothing to do.
Yeah, because I thought that's normally, my recollection of it is that normally, especially with young kids, part of kind of like, you just want to be somewhere else. So like shopping centres become like theme parks.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, you can't be taking kids to a theme park every week. So you go to Woody's. That's what you do. You know, window shop in Smith's and guilt them into behaving themselves. Exactly. Otherwise, they'll never have any.
And the best thing about this one is there won't be any babies there. It's for people who are getting ready to have them.
Surely, yeah. So it's like a group therapy.
You just go out and
you can look at each other and with mournful eyes and go, you as well.
Yeah, you as well. Yeah. I said, what do you think of that, cop? What do you like that? Do you want some chips? For an hour, put your hands on stuff. Walk home. That's it. That's it.
Capitalist guilt fest of consumerist culture. Look at you. Who the hell are you? You're not the man I met.
It's like remember the Ideal Homes exhibition. Remember that?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Did anybody ever really go there with the view to sort of making their home ideal? You went, and invariably, as you say, you were hoping there was some sort of goodie bag or free bit that would come off
stickers.
One of the stalls.
Yeah, stickers.
You know what I mean? You probably would get maybe a drink or something to eat. And there was some lad selling a kitchen gadget that you probably got duped into because it was under a tenner.
Yeah, and it was one like with them fellas we were talking about earlier. You know, was like, right, here we go. This is called the Super Slicer 9000, right? So this thing, you know, a bishy bash or something. Yeah, I'm going to piss on the floor. Wait and see how quickly it disappears when I wipe it. Wait and see how quick. It works with poo too. You know, it's all this like stuff, unbelievable. So it's just a day out.
That's what I'm saying. It is like a sort of it's like a grown-ups kind of
something to do.
Okay, maybe not. Disneyland might be overstretched.
But I'm not being in. It's just a not being in.
Yeah.
Right, so I says to Stephanie Preisner, I was like, oh, I'm not going. And then I've just gotten a message from Stephanie. Me and Noel, no, her fella,
yeah,
we're going to the Baby Fest, and we'd just like you to know that you'd be more than welcome to join us as Baby Fest.
Great.
I was like, oh, for the love
so
of
you'd
God.
Be, you'd
this is what
be,
I've become
you'd be
now.
A tag along.
I'm the third wheel as a Baby Fest. I'm following a couple around. You're like, would you fucking stop? I mean, I know you.
Yeah, I mean, look. Don't get me wrong, mate. I know she had babies, or she, you know, she is having babies with me, but she wouldn't be seeing dead here, would
she? Yeah, yeah, she wouldn't.
You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't mind doing that sort of, you know, procreation thing, but as regards to being seen in public at a Baby Fest, which is, let's face it, the epitome of capitalist...
I can't wait till this tour. Because you know this shite is going to tour, don't you? You're like, you know when it's like, when it all, when she has, she's basically like a human hive of breeding and children and all, that she'll be there going, we need to get a springy bounce of 52. I'll be there going, ah, yeah, capitalist hell, fucking, as if I'd have the nerve. But it's just, God, you just, things change.
You see, isn't it amazing though, like, as you will discover, parenting is a huge part of parenting is distraction. Distraction of them, distraction of yourself.
Yeah.
Basically just distracting yourself from your life.
Yeah. Isn't it? That's why they have sheds. That's why your elf when it gets mad into gardening and all.
Yeah.
You know when you're growing up and your dad goes, am I going into plants? You're going, what?
Well, you've never gardened. Yeah. We don't even have a garden.
Yeah. I've always
been patioed over.
Well, yeah, I've always wondered how long it takes to grow a carrot. You didn't. Just wants to be out.
I'd say that even like when you think about if you ever I know you wouldn't choose to go there normally, right? But if you do go to shopping centres,
yeah,
or
yeah,
garden centres, or
anything with centre on it,
anything like that, yeah, at all, invariably you could, I'd say a solid 80-90% of the people there have no intention of buying anything in that
anything.
Place. Nothing whatsoever. It's just why you here. Just because it's, you know, it didn't cost me any money to come in and they can run around and not be beside me for a while.
Or you get to laugh at the fun fucking headcase who does buy something. Do you ever go to those things? You know the way, you're living in an estate or whatever. Normal gaffs, terrace gaffs in an estate with a merino and all that, whatever. And then you hear, Anthony went to the Ideal Homes thing and he's after buying a sauna. You know? You're like, he did in his hole. He fucking did. And then you're like, where's he going to put that?
Yeah.
And then you realise he's got, you walk into the bedroom. Do you ever see those guys? You walk into the bedroom and right by the bed, it looks like he's in an isolation thing, like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Just sitting in his top with his face sticking out. Because the door's right beside his legs, sweating like a... Yeah. And you're like, how much do you pay for that? I was cheap enough. How much? 2.5 grand. To plug a fucking wooden box that's hot.
Yeah.
In his bedroom.
Yeah, because you know? That's the thing, isn't it?
Because you just get a rush of blood to the head. You think, I want one of them.
It's great to have it, you know, the urge to make, to better yourself or to have stuff, you know what I mean? But like, generally speaking,
so
if you're in your standard gaff, you know, having saunas and steam rooms and jacuzzis.
Regular terrace gaff. You know the way people lose them, running themselves. I always love those people who win the lotto and they're from Walkinstown or something. So they're like, oh no, I couldn't live anywhere else. So my family and all around here. So they just buy the gaff next door and put a marble lion next to the car.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. And they're just like, so they're like, you know, oh, there you go.
The well-to-dos.
The well-to-dos. Yeah, you know, you're going to get new windows. No, we're not going to get new windows. We use a laundrette now.
It's like when you were a kid and one of your mates had a snooker table. You know the ones that you just put on top of the tabletop?
Those.
You know what I mean? You could buy
all
them
the balls sitting on one corner.
Exactly.
You break and all the balls just fall into one corner.
That's right. And it was, so beyond nobody allowed for the fact that the floor wasn't even fucking level, let alone the table,
let
right?
Let alone the table.
So, and then the other part that was always, apart from the fact that all the balls run into one side, so you could never plan a shot anyway, was that the queue, there was never enough room between the table and the fucking wall.
And it was
so every shot you had was basically downwards.
Up. Or, you know, turning your back so you can hit behind, you know. And they still sold the small... No, you know, that was the best thing. The small snooker. Snooker, not even a fucking pool table. A snooker table that was 3 foot by 3 foot. And you still got the extension pole. You literally can't even walk around the table with a regular cue. Yeah. But there's an extent, you know, for the awkward shots over the balls and all, you still get that.
You have to admire that sort
of people bought them.
That level of aspiration.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Or like the lad who took his scale electric or his train set or whatever to extremes, that it took over an entire, couldn't open the door. It's in here, but you have to go down and crawl in on your belly. It's jutting up against the door. I can't open the door.
Yeah, can you look at it through the window? When it's not raining, you can see it really well. I knew a fella who had a garage. You know, a garage you could just about now get the car into. Now, I mean, just about. Like, right. The wing mirrors up the side, real careful in, real careful out, you know.
Yeah.
And he was there, you know, it'd be great in here. Fucking table tennis he bought. Now, when the door was closed, you couldn't. Your back was at the wall and your hand was on the table. So you couldn't hit the ball any harder than... Yeah. It's not even a game. You're not even able to play a game. You're just handing the ball.
Because if you did hit a hard one, you'd be like, oh, for Jesus sake, how am I supposed to get that? Like, you don't want to be backs against the wall.
If you hit it hard, the ball would bounce around the room for about a half an hour. Off the roof, the walls. Delighted with himself. Oh, it's amazing. You turn it the fucking it's all level in the hall. And then you close the shed and you're standing. You can't. If you swing your hand back, you'd smash it off the wall. It was the stupidest thing.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
It's still there. It's like just folded up and thrown on its side for the last 25 years. He had two games and never played again. You know what I mean?
What is it about just that sort of... I don't know. I suppose it's the things that, again, you kind of... As I say to somebody, I have a games room.
A games room. Yeah, the games room.
And as you say, it was basically like, when I put the snooker table on the kitchen table, you know what I mean? It becomes the games room.
Yeah, yeah. Now, unfortunately, I'll have to fold up the snooker table when I'm using the sauna. But when the kids aren't playing, imagine two kids playing snooker against the wall and you're sitting in the sauna going, would you just fucking move? I can't get out.
Shriveling up in the sun.
I'm going to die in here.
You look like a raisin. Yeah. Going, for Jesus. Hey.
Will you just fucking break? Please.
This isn't relaxing at all.
Okay, best out of three. I can't stay here for five. I'm going to die in this thing.
Brilliant. You see? Ambition's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing, yeah.
Right, come here. Let's give you a few of the bits from during the week. There was a vast array of things going on during the week. Hard to know where to start, really. But anyway, look, here's the selection that we have for you on the way today. We were talking a little bit about sleeping patterns during the week and the key to a good sleep. And it turns out that PJ Gallagher had already cracked the code. Who knew?
Yeah, I've never been a bad kipper, really, to be honest. Yeah.
You'd already cracked the code, and it was to do with your nighttime attire.
Apparently so.
Your nighttime attire is very important.
Wait till you hear this. Well, you'll all be buying sport socks free for a pound.
Absolutely, yeah. Also, we talked a lot about reality TV shows during the week. There was all sorts of mad ones. There was mad cookery shows and everything. But there is a new one on the way with one of our favourite people. Danny Dyer.
This is, I love Danny Dyer because he just can't be taken seriously.
Yeah, and he's the only bloke you'd ever stick on a show like this.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So we'll tell you about that. Also, very sad news about Dick Van Dyke. The poor man had a bit of a fender bender, as PJ called it, a chitty chitty bang bang.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a great deal of sympathy on this show.
Poor fella. I mean, honestly, some people are just naturally... funny, regardless of their circumstances.
Even when it's tragic.
It's sort of hilariously tragic, yeah.
And also, of course, and we just have to preempt this again, drugs are bad. Let's just get that out there, right? Drugs are bad.
Yes.
As in illegal drugs, illegal street drugs, all that sort of stuff.
Bad.
Bad. Don't do them.
Don't do them. Do have a laugh about when you used to do them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you are one of those people, none of which we were, by the way... Yeah.
Thank God this is the Wild West of the internet. Anyway, here, have a listen to all that. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The reality TV phenomenon, right? I thought, to be honest with you...
I thought it was over.
I thought it had peaked and was on the wane.
Honestly, I thought it was over and I know on the wane still, for years ago.
They're still flogging the kind of old reliables, the dancey Carry On and the...
Yeah, the Jungles. I know they're talking about bringing back Big Brother again.
Oh my God.
But like, I really did think its heyday had come and gone. Like, that the days of TV executives or producers sitting around the table saying, what about Jim McCabe tied to a snake or whatever, you know, the way they just came up with all these ridiculous reality TV shows.
The one thing
shows.
That never happens is a TV producer ever says, what about Jim McCabe? That bit. Whatever about the snake, the rest, that never happens.
But careful what you wish for,
and it's
Jim.
Funny actually you should say that, because I saw one, there's an... like, I'm more surprised by all the that they're still flogging kind of new ones. Because you know the way there was the Survivor thing? Remember the Survivor thing? That was a huge thing in America, wasn't it?
It was big, right? Very
and
big.
And now there's one, I saw an ad for it the other day where there's like a, you know, again, it's a Survivor type thing, right? You're in the wilds or whatever, or on an, I don't know, whatever, island, something. And there's a pot of money at the end of it that you can win, 300 grand or something. And along the way, you're offered these temptations.
Yeah.
So in other words, you can forgo the horrible lifestyle and have a lovely bed to sleep in or whatever, and but you'll sacrifice, I don't know, 25 grand.
Yeah, so it's a big chunk of change.
And all this, or then a fabulous meal when you're starving and you'll sacrifice whatever
there
else.
There wouldn't be a penny left for it. Yeah. Not a shilling.
Give in straight away.
Straight away. I'll have the steak, please.
And there's another one called, what's the one that was on? Is it Ruthless or something? And it's another reality thing about becoming the boss or...
Oh, yeah, they just keep coming.
They keep whacking them out.
And some of them are just seem sort of daft. So there's a brand new one, right?
Yeah.
Coming out. It's Danny Dyer again. He's back in vogue at the moment.
Danny
getting a lot of shows.
Dyer.
So Danny Dyer is getting a new show, Celebrities in the Dark. I'm not even messing. This is Celebrities in the Dark. So it's 8 days of celebrities... in the dark, and they'll be given like no light at all will be able to get in, you know, it'll be proper like looking into your shoes dark.
Wow.
You know, real dark. And
so I have to say, it's great to be able to bring that expression back.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Arguably one of my most favourite ever PJ Gallagher expressions.
Yeah, some loyal people to the show will understand.
Yeah, you'd want to be proper old school hardcore PJ and Jim fan to remember
to get
that.
How dark that is. So it's real dark, and they'll be given certain challenges, like you know, find something in the house or eat something in the house. I don't know what the challenges would be, but it's basically Danny Dyer kind of going, they're still there, it's die and it's the lost eye in the dark, you know, and then we're going to try to give him a fright today.
The concept of how did they sell that?
I know.
Right, so
I know.
We're going to watch people in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how will we see them? Because it's in the dark. We'll use infrared.
Yeah, what do you mean how we see them? We'll turn the light on. infrared. Yeah,
we'll use infrared. Yeah, so it's not going to be a great picture, really, is it? No.
No.
But they'll be in the dark.
But it'll be in. Samantha Fox will be in the dark. Like, well, that's it.
So what do they think might be the kind of payoff?
Well,
that somebody bumps into something?
But they think some people won't be able to take it, that after, you know, 3-4 days or whatever, or you fail challenges, you'll probably be ousted again and all that.
Right.
It's supposed to be a very high-pressure thing. The human body and condition isn't supposed to be in the dark all the time.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, the human body thing, I suppose basic functions like the lavatory... And
yeah, you have to find the jacks and all.
Yeah.
And then...
I don't know if that sounds pleasant.
And then the old lads like yourself get rickets and all. Because the lack of sunshine, vitamin D.
That's true.
But it just... Like, how many of these ideas were done? Like, these things are done. You know, there are no new ideas that are going to be suddenly groundbreaking and go on for years like the Big Brothers and the Jungles and all.
Now,
it's
I would just just want to put in one small kind of, you know, amendment there. Just that if there is a reality TV show and they want PJ and Jim to host it, of course we think it's a brilliant idea. But in general...
in general, it's done. It's old hat. Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
if there
mean?
Isn't some form of payday in it first, it's complete waste of
unless
time.
Unless it's something like that. You're like, can these two Dublin men get out of Meath on foot? That'd be a good show. I'd watch that one.
Cross country
with Jim McCabe. Left two men, one from Finglas, one from Merino, to get out of Meath wearing nothing but a pair of Crocs. Can they do it? You know, that'd be an interesting show.
Terrible,
maybe we're onto
terrible
something.
Idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, everything was going fine until you mentioned the Crocs.
Yeah,
that was really it.
We take Jim McCabe.
There's only so much a man's dignity can take.
I know, true enough. But then the thing is, you'd be in me, they'd all be wearing Crocs.
Oh, that's true,
you know,
as well, yeah.
We took Jim McCabe in a string vest to Longford. You know what I mean?
challenged him to see, can he visit every chipper in the county in 12 days? Jim McCabe said.
You're getting closer to a good idea.
I'm actually... I've changed my mind completely. The 12 Chippers of Christmas with PJ and Jim.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I just want to say, Jim McCabe, I would like to say, as much as I really do respect your opinion, I like your attitude. We may differ sometimes. Normally, 95 to 97% of the time, you do turn out to be correct when giving an opinion. But every so often, there is a crack in what we call this wonderful thing of logic, and I'm proven right.
Wow.
And it seems science has once again gone my way. Wearing socks to bed is the key, Jim. The key to a good night's sleep. Wow. And not only wearing socks to bed, it's a simple trick, and it helps your internal master clock and your circadian rhythm get a helping hand. You can see my scientific terminology. I didn't pull this one out of my ear. The body slowly winds down as you get into bed. It conserves energy. It lowers the temperature of your extremities. You know, certain things it doesn't do. Certain things have enough heat. So the best way to go to bed and sleep is wearing nothing but maybe a t-shirt and a pair of socks. Winnie the Pooh, Jim. Winnie the Pooh is how we've said this before.
Yeah, I've described you as a human Winnie the Pooh because you've often said that is your nighttime attire.
Yes.
You know.
It's the way science agrees that this is the ultimate way to do it.
Something on your top, something on your feet.
Yeah.
But everything in the middle.
Aired.
Aired,
because there's extremities, because something may stick out the bottom. Your shoulders and arms may stick out the top. Your trunk may stick out the top.
Really?
Whereas your...
Is this basically saying that
cold feet
is going to disrupt your sleep?
Yeah.
That I understand.
The extremities,
If your feet are just under a big duvet, are they not warm enough?
What was science says no? Science says no. Science says the rest
of your socks on.
You need your socks on for a full, proper, decent night's sleep. And I would like to say, by the way, anyone who listens to the show on a regular basis will know that there's two things that happen on this show for quite regularly. Number one, I say I slept very well and stress-free. Number two, Jim McCabe says he never slept at all and is a constant nervous wreck. So I would say maybe down to the socks and t-shirt, Jim.
I may have to adopt it.
You know?
I mean, I could probably handle the socks more than the t-shirt. I'd find that... I don't know what it is. I find it quite restrictive.
Well, I don't know. All I know is Jim curls up like an old rescue hound, completely as naked as the day he was born. The people like
maybe
Jim.
It's a fur thing. Maybe you just don't have enough fur.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. When Jim goes to bed, sometimes it takes him ages to go to sleep because he has to walk around in circles so much before... before he flumps down.
Yeah.
That it takes a while because he's engineered, evolutionary engineered in this way to thinks he's treading grass.
I have to make sure that there's no predators in the immediate area.
Exactly,
Do you know what I mean?
That's also why when Jim goes to the toilet, he has to look you in the eyes. You know,
just to be sure. So now did you put in the t-shirt bit? Because the socks bit, I mean, I get it.
I did put in the t-shirt
bit. You added the t-shirt.
I added the t-shirt.
So technically it's not full Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, come on. Science is halfway there, caught up with me. It's bound to just catch up with
eventually.
Inevitably. Yeah, so I decided to throw it in like it was already a proven fact.
It isn't unusual. I mean, if we leave out your added bit of the t-shirt, right? It's an unusual thing, isn't it, to think that your sleep would be affected by your feet.
Well, I don't know. They do say it's the extremities, so maybe don't. If you feel...
Well, if that's the case, then you should be wearing gloves. Forget your t-shirt.
Yes.
Wear gloves and socks going to bed.
And earmuffs.
And a hat. Yeah.
Because
and a hat.
Imagine fire in the house, standing there wearing nothing but socks, earmuffs and gloves outside. My God, that was a close one. All your neighbours in their pyjamas. What are you doing? What am I doing? How did you have time to get dressed?
that would be an amazing scene.
Scared the life out of me. You'd be there, the fire brim became. Cover yourself up. You'd have to take your glove off and put it over your little fella. You'd be there with one glove on one hand.
Although.
And a jock.
That
glove.
Does beg the question then. What gets defined as extremities?
But that is
like, if you're going to look after your feet and your hands, should you look after anything else that sticks out of your body?
Imagine that, yeah. A plastic bag and a bit of sellotape holding everything on in case you have an accident. Just tied around. What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing? Looking after me extremities.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Somebody who is very much not of the Nova Nation is in the news today. Edward Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's in the news today, and it's taken me back a little bit. He's saying that he absolutely vows that he will never use drugs again. He says through the business he's seen friends come and go and all of that, and he no longer wants that to be a part of his life, even though it hasn't been for a while. I'm surprised. I can't. There's something so sort of squeaky clean about Ed Sheeran I never would have associated him with.
Yeah, he would strike you anyway, as your typical kind of like, you know, rock and roll hellraiser.
Yeah. And I know, like, not everyone who does drugs is a hellraiser, but it does, you know.
In that sort of musical kind of world.
Like, you know, he's Mr. Castle on the Hill. You know, I get the feeling to him, I don't know, but doing drugs maybe is like, well, we stay up late and ate a whole selection box. And I was... In the morning, I had a hangover and I took 3 desperates. You know, I just had a feeling like maybe he was off from the softer end.
Because I don't remember there being any kind of scandal stories about him being...
No, definitely. You know, like, let's face it, he's not Ozzy Osbourne. You know what I mean? Like,
mind you, he did end up, didn't he, getting cut by a sword, being wielded by a prince, allegedly.
Who did? Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Harry, I assume, because let's face it, the other lad, sure, he wouldn't even be out late, let alone wielding a sword.
That's true, yeah.
So Harry was apparently, you know, at a party or something. And, oh, sorry, it wasn't a prince, it was a princess.
Oh, Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Hit him with a sword.
I always assume if there's any crack going on, Harry's in the middle of it. You know,
yeah,
if he's not naked or wearing a Nazi uniform, he's wielding a sword.
Yeah,
but it was Beatrice, apparently.
Or wielding his wobbly bits out of Las Vegas windows. Remember that one?
Yeah. But it was Beatrice. So I mean, maybe that was a disparate fueled extravaganza.
Once again, I would say I never imagined somebody would be into drug partying of some description when you're hanging around with Princess Beatrice and her sword. Like, it's not exactly the...
Yeah.
It's not exactly Abraxas, you know.
Abraxas!
Well, nothing against Abraxas. I'm not saying that
I'm surprised you even remember that place.
Oh,
I thought that was before your time.
I remember it. I was never in it.
No. Because I think I was too young for Abraxas, I think.
Oh, jeez. I couldn't remember then. But, Abraxas, no. Do you remember those nightclubs back in the day?
Yeah.
And there was loads of them. There was the Temple of Sound or whatever, and sort of raving was becoming a thing. And
right.
Gee, when you think about it now, it's amazing how drugs can feel so old hat, isn't it? Like, you know, especially the way people talk about, I was out there with me and Hopper and Anto doing a few disco biscuits. Remember, disco biscuits. He's like, what's a disco biscuit? He's and all. They were disco biscuits. Wearing their white gloves and all. And they're like, I was unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah.
Did a few disco biggies.
That's it's weird, isn't it, that there's no coolness whatsoever associated with that.
No.
Like, when you look back, that's like looking back in an old photograph of you in, like, really questionable fashion.
Yeah.
And going, oh, God. Oh, no, it wasn't. There was nothing there to be proud of.
Yeah, remember you used to say that, what? That you were going out for disco biscuits. I never did.
That wasn't me.
You did. You used to say, I'm going out to smoke some of the ganja wing. Ganja weed. I love smoking the ganja weed and scoffing the disco biscuit. And then, you know, letting it all happen after that. Yeah. I'm going to go out and do some salvia powder. And I'm going...
Are you just making up names now? Or am I... Or was I just so detached? I think I had such a sheltered... such a sheltered life. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do I know about any of this? I'm just trying to remember stuff I saw on the internet. I'm literally the elf that goes, they're out there in the back.
They're doing
heroin cigarettes and they're doing cocaine biscuits and they have powders that I don't know where they're from. Moroccan powder cigarettes they have. You know, I don't know any of this stuff at all.
Because to be honest with you, I would assume the only thing I'd have heard out of you was something involving glue.
That's only because I'd lose my temper trying to do an air fix.
I'm sure, yeah. So you won't get a word of sense out of PJ. He's had to be doing his air fix models again.
Yeah, he's out, yeah.
And he's had this thing in his finger to his face, and he's off his bonds.
Are you sure? Yeah, no, every time he does air fix, he has to do a whole bag of magic mushrooms just to settle the nerves.
Just to bring it back out again. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I need to get guidance from Clint here on how do I do drugs?
Never do drugs ever.
Responsibly or otherwise, never ever do drugs.
Two things of advice: never do drugs and never listen to Ed Sheeran music.
Richie was just pointing out that Ed Sheeran song A-Team, are you familiar with that?
I probably have to hear it on the radio.
Is in fact all about drugs, no less.
Is it?
As in Class A. Well, that's according to Richie. I don't know. What are you asking me for?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I'm as confused as when you started talking about weird powders.
I don't know. I was never into that drug scene. Remember, you'd see lads, there was all the songs
which
were
about drugs. Which is going to come as a shock to most people because, like, literally everybody else is going, what is he talking about? He can't be that mad.
I know. Well,
there has to be some reason for
it. I'm up to my eyeballs in prescription drugs. But I've never, you remember back in the day when it was all, they used to have songs about drugs for people on drugs. That was like, you know, Mitsubishi, whatever, all the pills are different names and all.
Right.
I'm going to have to take a pair of Flintstones and Mitsubishi and the Mercedes Benz. Remember that? Even the lads on the radio were out of their minds on drugs.
My God.
Remember those fellas? They'd be there going, this is DJ Jimmy Jam coming out on the private pirate radio. Going out all over the Fingers area, except for the hospital. This one's going out. Tell Janice and the girls, giddy up!
you sound like Damien Dempsey's just having an episode.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, that's the sound of the great Dick Van Dyke, who's in the news today, for as BJ referred to it earlier on, a bit of a chitty-chitty bang-bang.
He had a proper chitty-chitty bang-bang. He's 97 years old and he smashed his car into a gate in Malibu. It's the start of a few different elements of the story now have cropped up. Number one, of course, is it's Dick Van Dyke. He is a legend. You know, he's a household name. Everybody loves Dick Van Dyke.
You know, if a major celebrity crashes into your gate, is that seen as a sort of a stroke of luck, maybe, as opposed to an accident?
If it was Dick Van Dyke, you'd have to come out and say this. Did you just put your bang bang into me old bang boo?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully the gates were made of any old iron.
Bamboo. You just don't worry, them gates, they were just old bamboo, the old bamboo. You just put your car in the old bamboo. I know, it's terrible. But
shocking. Yeah,
thankfully, he's okay. He's fine, right?
Good.
But he's 97 years old and he's still driving around in a Lexus. Now, there's two shocking parts to that. The fact that anyone who's 97 would think they're young enough to drive a Lexus. Or old enough to drive, like Lex is a bit of an old man's car in my own mind, you know.
Right, okay.
And then, should a 97-year-old still be on the road? I mean, you do get to a point, your hand-eye coordination, to say the least, is not what it once was.
Yeah.
You know, cars are dangerous.
You have to be careful because obviously you don't want to be accused of being ageist or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be seen to be giving out to older persons and, you know, I mean, all that sort of stuff. You're supposed to make allowances. But the trouble is, they do end up like sort of an almost Mr. Magoo character where, you know, they're driving along oblivious with a trail of carnage behind them.
Exactly. But that's what happens. My ma, God bless her, God love her. You saw the car we gave away. She had it knackered. It was wrecked. And like she was going driving around the place and like just parking by sound, you know, literally reverse till you hear a crunch and then you drive off. You know, it is arguable that she probably shouldn't have been on the road, you know?
Yeah.
And you justify it by going, sure, she's only going round the corner, as if there's nobody on the corner.
Yeah.
But there's loads of people on the corner. You know, you can give anyone a chitty bang bang.
And I mean, again, you know, I don't know why obviously it wasn't necessarily funny for Dick himself, but Dick Van Dyke crashing into here is just...
There's so many puns in it. Imagine walking out, you see, and Dick Van Dyke has crashed into your car. The fright you'd get, you'd be like, holy supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, look who it is. This is unbelievable.
Exactly.
You know, who was in the car? Just you two.
Yeah.
Someone in the front seat and the back seat. Just us two. Yeah.
And if they let him off with any, you know, without any action or whatever, you're truly screwed.
Jeez. Truly screwed.
Or maybe they made him work it off. Might have to work off the debt. You know what I mean? Doing some chim-chiminy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Community service. Imagine.
This is shocking. An old man crashed and we're sick. This is just not right.
It's just he's such a comedy character. Even as a 97-year-old Lexus driver plowing into his neighbour's gate, Yeah. There's still humour in Dick Van Dyke, you know.
Brilliant.
It's just there's still a humorous sort of a fella, you know. That's the thing.
No.
You know, they go, what are you going to do now? You haven't got a car. Oh, well, you know, maybe I'll just go fly a kite.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there we go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. What lies ahead? Do we know what's going on for STEM?
What, next week? Generally speaking?
Yeah, just coming up. Like, is there anything, any sort of highlights on the immediate agenda?
Not really. It's a bit.
Have we nothing to look forward to now?
No, we don't. It's international break.
Easter. You like Easter.
Easter. I love Easter. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, I do. I love Easter.
What are you talking about asking me what I like?
Yeah. Certain coming up. No. You like Easter. Ah, yeah. What are you on about? Yeah, I said that. Yeah. I do love Easter, you fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Stop it out pointing out my whatever.
What are you trying to do? Fucking make me not eat an egg or something? Yeah, I do love Easter. Sorry, yeah. That is coming up soon, which Easter means a couple of bank holidays.
Exactly. And apart from it's all good. Time off, chocolate.
Yeah, time off, chocolate.
When it comes to buying, you know, gifts or whatever, it's nice
so
and straightforward.
Easy.
It's just going to
what
be
what chocolate
an
do you
egg.
Like? It's just so simple. If only everything was just like that.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. I mean, I'll accept anything, but when it comes to the giving part, it makes it so much easier, you know.
And come here, the Good Friday thing, that's no more, really, is it? I know it exists as a day. I'm just saying the restrictions and all that.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
They're all gone now, aren't they?
Gone. Isn't it gas, though? I do know some people, one person downstairs there, who'll tell you, you know, cheers, oh, it's terrible now, terrible. Just, you know, the pubs now, I'm delighted they're open, but jeez, I still wouldn't eat a burger. You're like, what?
I'm delighted the pubs are open.
Yeah, I'm delighted I can have a pint, but I still wouldn't have a burger, you know, the fish.
Oh, yeah.
You can only eat fish.
I don't mind going in for a nice fish supper now.
I don't mind getting fucking scuttled now, but I wouldn't eat a burger and insult Jesus that way. You know what I'm talking
about. I know exactly.
He makes his living selling booze. So he's happy about that part. But, no, you couldn't eat a burger.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jesus, no. Ah, no, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
The Holy Mary to Jesus never changed.
What did he ever say that to a customer comes in and goes, gives a pint there and sticks a burger on? Are you, get out, you're barred.
I'll give you two pints and a fish finger and you'll be happy with that.
Now go and sit in the corner, drink your pints and say two Hail Marys.
Yeah. Okay, do one Hail Mary, take two pints. A decade of rosary.
And then come up and we'll do a round of shots.
I never go there. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you and maybe a chicken nugget. I'll give you 10 chicken nuggets to do the rosemary. Although you're not allowed to eat them either.
No.
Oh, right, yeah.
Anyway.
Since when are chicken not fish? I don't know the world anymore.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Talk to you then sometime. Enjoy the rosemary.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
Morning Glory, weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on the seriously addictive Radio Nova.